Warren Huntley with us to preview. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nars. Gee, Anthony and the team, Lee Newton, the boss up there at Echuca, they've done a terrific job. I think they've picked up at least four meetings transferred from Seymour. They had Gunbower the other week, so they've done a terrific job preparing their track for their scheduled meetings, but also many other meetings they've picked up.
Okay, well, let's have a look at this program today and try and find some winners. We kick things off race one over 1,200. Take out runners 4, 8 and also the 12. We've got number 3, Exceder, at 370. Then we're down to 250, the favourite here, Star Sira, who is a debutante for Andrew Noblett, Star of Moshe at $8.
Not keen on this race, Nance. It's not a hard race for a first starter to win, and I think Star Sira has trialled and jumped out well enough to go to the races and run well. Wider barrier draw on debut here could be a slight query, but she was strong through the line in a barrier trial recently. I'm going to go with 13 out of 3, Exceder, who may well take advantage of tactical speed and be there and be the one that Star Sira is trying to run down. Abella's been big odds at the runs to date, but the first up run recently was solid, another one with a wide barrier draw, and Commanding Rose has jumped out for John Sadler like a filly that wants a bit of ground, but she might just keep rolling at one tempo and at least be strong late. 13, 3, 6, 11.
13 from 3, 6 and 11 in race number 1. We go to the second race and he can take out runners 2 and 7. We've got number 4, Trigoboff at $3.80, $5 for Vunavalu. Then you're down to Shark in the Water at 5, $3.10 for Steamboat Sally.
Gee, Vunavalu was terrific, I thought, first up for the Mick Price stable. Didn't get a lot of peace at all in the race at Benalla and actually levelled right out to put a gap on the third and fourth place getters. Early preparation, the first racing preparation didn't yield much, but ended up going around in some pretty strong races. I think he's come back well, can make his own luck on the speed and could certainly play him each way. Number 5, ahead of 10, Steamboat Sally, who's trialled up fairly to resume and has shown good ability in her runs today. Hadn't seen Trigoboff going into that debut run, but ran well and was solid to the line, stepping up in distance or suit, and Shark in the Waters trialled up okay also to make the debut for the Hay Stable. I think there might be a bit of value about 5 ahead of 10, 4 and 9.
5 from 10, 4 and 9 in race 2. Race 3 is of a 1,400 a maiden. Take out 4, 7 and 11. Here we've got number 3, It's La Premiere, 550. Florida Mist at 290. 750 for Gorican Express. Iowa Hawkeye at $3.90. 6 for Scalacci. And we're looking at longer odds, the others.
Yeah, the market this morning's been a bit soft on Florida Mist. I'm really keen on her on what I've seen, particularly a jump out, two jump outs ago. Had a quiet jump out at Burrumbeat last week also, but looks like she's got tactical speed, a good cruising speed, and a fast jump out at Ballarat going back a couple of weeks ago. She rode the speed and just kept rolling. And I think this is a lovely option for her for a nice draw on debut. Number 6, Florida Mist. I'd like to see some market support getting closer to the race. Iowa Hawkeye comes through a good race on debut. He was back in the field, but was okay to the line behind Wild Planet, who then went to Flemington and won. So that's a strong maiden, and although he was well beaten, he was really solid through the line. If La Premiere might be looking for this trip now, and Gorokin Express ditto up in distance probably suits. I'm keen on 6 ahead of 10, 3 and 9.
So 6 from 10, 3, 9. The fourth race of a 1,600, take out runners 8 and 10. Number 1, Slade de Cerisi at 8, 440 for Liberty Lad. Defy and also Broccolo, they're both at $8, down to Shock Shock at $2.40.
Yeah, a number of these horses had a trip to the races at Donald last week throughout the program, and when the meeting got called off late, they weren't able to take their place. Shock Shock's one of those. Look, I think she's building to a victory. She might be looking for that little bit further, but, she should get a nice run from the draw at 9. Shock Shock, crossover noseband, goes on today, strikes a very suitable race. Liberty Lad's been going well. No improvement in Liberty Lad, but from an inside draw, gets a nice run. Defy will be strong through the line, and Broccolo getting fitter and ran well last start. But I think it's a good race for Shock Shock Nards. 9, 4, 5, 6.
So we go 9 from 4, 5 and 6 in race 4. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie. This is over 1,100. Take out runners 4 and 5. We've got number 1, Dennis at 5. Funding at 4.40. Grand Challenge at 2.10. $7 for 9 clouds.
I think he deserves to be favourite, Nance, but he's probably tight enough in the market. Number 6, Grand Challenge. He's trialled up nicely to resume here, and his form last preparation was solid, and he maps well. 6, Grand Challenge. He had a 1, Dennis, who's holding his form and was really solid to the line last start at Swan Hill over the real short course of 9.75 up to 1,100 metres here. Should suit. think the one that might be over the odds a bit's number two, Bold Missile. I'll be including him in everything that I do. And three, Funding the Claim, and the inside draw probably give him a chance to ride the speed and be there fighting out the finish. 6-1-2-3.
So 6-1-2-3, race six. And here you can take out runners 4 and 7. We've got number one, Barney Allen at 2:30. Marching Orders at 7. Cleo's Poet at 4:40. L Street 4:20. And you're looking at longer odds the others.
Yeah, not a race I'm that keen on, Nards, but gee, in an official barrier trial recently, Cleo's Poet was given a solid hit out and got a bit of pressure and then worked through the line. He'll probably want to get out over a bit further, deeper into the preparation, but I thought it was a good trial for a horse that can ride the speed, which I don't think will be a disadvantage on a firm track here. 58 grade, and from a good draw, I think he'll be hard to run down, number three, Cleo's Poet. Sort of jump out for Barney Allen a while ago now, a month or so ago at Geelong. He was holding his ground there. Another one kicking off at 1,400 metres, and he's had time to build fitness. Since then, he's got talent. L Street's going okay and consistent, just needs to get that next win on the board, and maybe Marching Orders, who was disappointing last start, gets a few gear changes here. 3-1-5-2.
So we go 3 from 1, 5 and 2. We then go over to race 7, and this race you can take out runners, well, just the 8. We've got odds on number 1, All Too Royal at 190, 850 for Captain Crackerjack. Coco Couture at 8, 440 for Flying Batcher, and then we're looking at longer odds the others.
Probably wins Nards. He's got 62, but then the claim for T.O. Nugent. He's trialled up well, first run as a gelding, All Too Royal. My play of the day is going to be that play the quaddie two ways, and one of them is going to be All Too Royal, one out, one ahead of two, Captain Crackerjack, who's going to ride the speed and give a sight. He's one-dimensional that way, but he's been trialling well at the jump outs to get back to the races. I think another horse that went to Donald last week and came home early. Flying Batcher on the home track, and ditto for Shadow Looms from the Johnson stable, I'm including in wider quaddies and in trifectas and first fours and the like. But one clearly the one to beat ahead of 2, 6 and 5.
So 1 from 2, 6 and 5. And then we go to the final event, race 8 over the 1,200. Take out runners 3, 6, 8 and also the 12. The runners here in the market are 1 Hot Seat at 4, 3:10 Guess Again, Storm Approach at 7:50, Spices at $3.60.
Yeah, she was strong to the line last Spicer. Coming back to the 1,200 metres here, probably, you trust Darren Weir and Dean Yendall to get that right. At times I was thinking she might be looking for further, but what she is really strong at the end of 12 and 1,300 metres, and she maps pretty well here, 7 Spicer. Ahead of Guess Again, who was terribly unlucky 2 starts ago, okay last start, got the wide barrier draw, but probably settles off the speed to some extent, coming strongly late. 2 Surprise Hero, first up run was solid and Hot Seat down in grade from a run at Mooney Valley last start. 7-4-2-1.
So we go 7 from 4-2-1. And what's your best Ralphie Quaddy in your play of the day?
Thought the best was the debutant for the Weir stable in race 3, number 6, Florida Mist Nards. And I thought race 2, number 5, Vinavalu was some value, round about the each way quote. For the Quaddy, first leg 1, 2, 3 and 6. Second leg 1, 2, 3 and 5. Third leg 1, 2, 5 and 6. And the last leg, 1, 2, 4 and 7. But a couple of those legs I think we can trim up as the play of the day in a different quaddie. For the first leg, we're taking numbers 1, 2 and 6. Second leg, numbers 1, 2, 3 and 5. Third leg, 1 only. And the last leg, numbers 1, 2, 4 and 7.
Sounds great. All the best of luck with it. Thank you very much for that, Warren.
Thanks, Nards.
There's Warren Huntley and his preview of today's program of racing at Echuca. This is Winners on RSN 927. We'll take a break and be back with more in a moment.